Be ashamed of your age. Don't let the years get you down. Hear me, Red?
I hear you, boy.
That old gang you knew, or they still think of you as a rounder in your old hometown.
You mean Berea, KY?
Now don't mind the gray in your hair. Think of all the fun you had putting it there.
I remembers it well.
As for that old book of time, you've never skipped a page. So don't be ashamed of your age, Foley.
What'd you say?
Don't be ashamed of your age.
Me, Mr. Tubb.
I hear you, son.
Don't let your age get you down. While life ain't begun until you're 40, son.
That's good news.
That's when you really start to go to town.
Oh, tell me more, brother.
Don't wish that you were a lad. Why, boy, you've lost more gals than they've ever had.
Gets better all the time.
And listen, you've graduated from that old sucker stage. So don't be ashamed of your age. You hear me talking, Ernest?
I'm listening, boy.
Don't be ashamed of your age.
I hear you, Foley. And we're not ashamed of our age.
That was Ernest Tubb and Red Foley with Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age. Here's Sam Cooke singing about a cousin of his.
There's a scandal in the neighborhood, and it's all about Julie Brown. It seems a long-lost cousin Jeremiah had lately arrived in town. Now when Julie's fella came to call and saw them kissing, he started home at once. But Julie said, I'm surprised that you don't go acting like a dunce. Why, he's a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. See him here any old time. He's a cousin of mine, a cousin of mine. Gone, he's a cousin of mine. Now when Julie had explained her relationship, he said, honey, that may be so, but this fella don't look like a 32nd cousin that I met here a week ago. Julie smiled at him and joined her cousin's side, and as they slowly walked away, he heard him ask, who was that fella? And he heard his Julie say, why, he's a cousin.
He was the first actor to accumulate 3 Academy Awards, and to this date, he is still the only actor to win 3 Oscars as Best Supporting Actor. Who was he? He was Walter Brennan.
When we all get to heaven by and by, ooh,
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jim. Yeah, just walked in myself. Yeah, they're going to tear the old courthouse down. I heard it in town just before I left. Municipal building, they say, is going to be put there. Yeah, bigger and better all around. No, they ain't going to have no voting on it. They're just going to tear the old courthouse down. Oh, I reckon so. I hate to see it go. Why, when I was just a boy in my teens, Pa took me to town for the very first time. And that was the first big building I'd ever seen. I got the license there to marry my woman. Paid tax on my first piece of land. Voted the first time right there in the hall. You know, that old building sort of helped me to grow up to be a man. Got the children's birth certificates there. Yeah, they're all living but one. Yeah, it was the big war we lost him. The rest of them's married. Got little time for the old folks. Reckon that new building's for them. Yeah, it's gonna take up the whole square. Won't have no yard. Yeah, right out in the street. Won't leave no room to argue religion or politics. Or the champion checky players to meet. Now that they're tearing the old courthouse down, it seems like I'm losing a friend. By golly, that building ain't no older than I am, Jim. I guess our way of life come to an end. What'd you say, Jim? Oh, sure. I'll meet you in town. Saturday, like always, yeah. Out there in the street, I guess. By then, the old courthouse and the whittling benches will be gone. Won't be nowhere to sit down and rest. Yeah. All right, Jim. Be seeing you. Oh, Jim. Before you hang up. You know, if there's an everyday place in the promised land, just an off-duty congregating ground, I reckon I'd be happy with that old courthouse yard where the Lord will say, welcome. Come on in here, you fellas, and set yourself down.
There were five of them, Al, Alf, Charles, Henry, and John, and they were better known by their last name. What was it? It was Ringling. The five original Ringling brothers, Al, Alf, Charles, Henry, and John, formed a traveling performance troupe in 1884 and were soon outgrossing all the other small circuses in the Midwestern United States. Every time I hear this next song, I can smell it sizzling in the pan. Reminds me of old-fashioned dinners at Grandma's house. And I'll tell you what, my mom can make the best fried chicken too, and I have several friends that can attest to that. Here's Phil Harris with Southern Fried Boogie.
There's a certain dish they always make in the South, and when you eat it, boy, you'll find it melts in your mouth. Now I'm the guy who ought to know how good it can be, 'cause my mammy always used to make it for me, and it's that Southern Fried Chicken I'm raving about. It's the kind of food that I just can't do without. Now here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, mmm. Your butcher for a chicken, he'll do the rest. Tell him what you're cooking and he'll send you the best. Clean off all the feathers and the nothing but skin. Cut it into pieces and you're set to begin making Southern fried chicken that's fit for a king. Pass another plate, well look at that, there's a wing. Here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, woo! Some flour you have added seasoning to. Roll the chicken in it and then here's what you do. Fry it all in deep fat until people appear. Well, they're sniffing and they're saying, what you cooking in here? They'll be glad when you show them that chicken a rough. Pass the plate again, son, I just can't get enough. Well, here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, ah! Oh, you got the recipe, so why hesitate? Try the Southern dish, and man, you'll say that it's great. Serve it with potatoes, make them French fried, you know. And don't leave out old chicken, he's the star of the show. Cause it's Southern fried chicken this recipe's for. Don't pass me that plate, son, I can't eat anymore. Well, I'll try maybe one more gizzard.
If you asked an adult old as I am what growed up in the country, we were taught some manners when we were young'uns. We had manners, I'll tell you now. Never ever would you be caught taking the last piece of chicken off of the plate or the last biscuit. Now, you'd sit there and want it some kind of bad, but you knowed better than to take it off of the plate. I finished supper one evening and went over to the Ledbetter house, and they was eating supper. And they was all sitting around the table there, Marcel and Claude and Eugene and Aunt Pet Ledbetter. Mrs. Ledbetter, as everybody affectionately called her, and they called Mr. Ledbetter Uncle Versy. Well, they was all sitting around the table, and there's one piece of chicken left right in the middle of the platter. And all of them was sitting there looking at it. A wind come up and blowed the lamp out. And you could hear Uncle Versus scream just like lightning had struck him. And Aunt Pet jumped up and finally got the lamp lit. And there was five forks sticking in the back of Uncle Versus' hand.
I want to do it. I want to do the chicken with you. Chicken with you. I wanna do it with you, baby. Nobody, nobody but you. Oh, you're my kind of baby. Oh, but it's all about. Oh, you're my kind of baby. No, 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 it's what the chicken's all about. Don't do it with nobody. Chicken. Ow! Let me chicken. Girl, let me, let me, let me. I wanna do it with you, baby. Nobody, nobody but you. I want a chicken. Oh, let me get it. Girl, let me, let me, let me. I want to do it with you, baby. Nobody, nobody but you.
Brought you some chicken.
What happened to the chicken?
Oh, chicken. It was tasty.
You ate all the chicken.
Let it be said that there are no subliminal messages on the Jason Kirkman Show. Here's Buddy Ebsen with You Are My Sunshine.
Sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I'd like to thank you for listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank especially all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's our anchor station. That's where The Jason Kirkman Show started. And 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, and you know it. It stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County right there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, oldiesradio88.com, and rememberwhenradio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, out of the beautiful islands. I hope to go there someday. Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Also out of Occidental, California, KOWS Radio 107.3. And out of Clay, West Virginia, WYAP 107.7 FM. I'd also like to thank AM 1700 Radio Richmond right there in the western part of the country, San Francisco, California, and AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia, and Andrews Community Radio out of, guess where, Andrews, North Carolina. There's also Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado, and Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio, and let's not forget our European cousins, The Music Player Yesterday, right there out of the United Kingdom. I'd like to thank all of them for playing The Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to check out their websites by going to my website, jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Be sure to check out the blog and send me an email while you're there letting me know just how much you're enjoying the memories right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Since I met you, baby, in every way.
That was the sweet, silky sounds of Dean Martin with Since I Met You Baby. Here's Andy Griffith with the Crawdad Song.
Get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What you gonna do when the well runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the well runs dry, babe? What you gonna do when the well runs dry? Sit on the bank and cry, 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 honey, baby mine. What you gonna do when you lose your pole, honey? What you gonna do when you lose your pole, babe? What you gonna do when you lose your pole? Just sit and look down that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, babe. Yes, get up, Kate, you slept too late. The crawdad man done passed your gate, honey, baby mine.
I'd like to thank you for listening once again to the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'm going to leave you with Chuck Willis, You're in the Wrong Lake to Catch a Fish. I'll see you next time, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show on this fantastic station.
Baby, what you doing right here? I'm the same cat you hooked. On your way, I hope you catch your fish someday.
The Jason Kirkman Show has been underwritten this week by todaysfullerbrush.com, quality products for quality homes since 1906, www.todaysfullerbrush.com.